Impossible Mission Force is now activated. Welcome to the Master Survivor Command Center, where Dr. Johnny's keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and the ongoing coup attempting to oust President Trump from his rightful place to serve a second term as our 45th President of the United States. The Insurrection Act was signed last night by Donald Trump. This is not a drill. Capitol Hill's been surrounded by a fence on the perimeter and a wall around the building, all ordered to be put in place by the Democrats. As usual, Donald Trump is using this and everything the Dems do to work to his advantage. For everyone's protection, Donald Trump ordered over 7,000 troops to occupy Washington, D.C. Every vehicle in the Capitol parking lots and parking garage have been identified. Whenever a traitor, you know, another little mouse, comes out of the Capitol building, the cat is there ready to capture them. You've seen the video of Lindsey Graham in the airport. It's gone viral. And people who show the video say this is his security guard. You hear people harassing him and yelling at him there in the airport and screaming, "Coward, coward, traitor, traitor." Well, folks, this is not his security guard walking with him. Those are special forces dressed as police and security details. Lindsey Graham is not being escorted to his gate or to the baggage claim. He's being arrested. Watch the video again if you have it or have seen it, and to watch it to the very end, you'll see them all disappearing through a small, non-public exit door. That little mouse did not get away. He has been arrested, and Nancy Pelosi has also been arrested. The storm is here. It has begun. For all those who went to Washington, D.C. last week, your efforts totally paid off. It really helped President Trump. Keep listening to the show. I have important information that you will not hear anywhere else. Right now, we have to keep going. We have to take a deep breath and put your fears about the recent events aside. Now is the time to be prudent and rational. Since the Space Force has formally joined the intelligence community, Trump has his own intel and has systematically eliminated the CIA. With the use of quantum computers, the Space Force has a futuristic cyber capability, making it the new robust intelligent arm worldwide for President Trump. The White Hat Special Forces already raided the Bank of England. The royal family has no legal standing. The Queen is out of Buckingham Palace, and the City of London is bankrupt as of last week. The funds of the Rothschilds, Soros, and the Clintons and Obama have all been frozen. So by forensically monitoring the Georgia election voting fraud, this gave the Trump news cyber team a chance to see where the money's coming from. They couldn't figure it out when they froze everything else. Where is it still coming from? Since the servers and voting machines are all connected using Italian satellites and the Leonardo system, they saw the funding coming from the Vatican. These assets have also been seized, and consequently, the 13 Phoenician families are out since the Octagon Group in Switzerland has been neutralized. Arrests have already been happening around the world, and numerous video confessions have already been made. These are household names and well-known faces. I will keep you posted on what is to come that you will not find anywhere else, and certainly the mainstream does not want you to know. In the overall scheme of fighting the satanic stranglehold of the world, white hats are winning. However, America is the prize, And right now, our country is ground zero at the center of this five-dimensional war. The deep state is throwing everything they got, including the kitchen sink, to take over the United States with its global reset technocracy. But they're worried. Many of their efforts seem so significant and final to the public, but believe me, they are nothing more than distractions, or what special forces operations call tactical deceptions. On the surface, it seems like they've won, but it's all fake, just like Joe Biden's cognitive ability and his election victory. It's all fake. Number one on their list, and above all, is to destroy Donald Trump, his family, and the patriot conservative citizens. Rest assured, Donald Trump and his family are in underground bunkers. He didn't go to Abilene, Texas. Yes, his special plane went out there, but it still had its transponders on. Usually when POTUS makes a move in his planes, they don't turn on the transponders. It's secret. So rest assured, the fight is not over. Trump and his family are okay. And the fight is not over by a long shot. Remember, Trump never conceded, and he gave the Democrats and the left every chance in the world to do the right thing, but they doubled down. And in fact, they tripled down and are now beyond panic mode. Nancy Pelosi, before she got arrested, was trying to get General Milley, who's part of the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff, to disconnect Trump from the nuclear codes. General Milley wouldn't do that. In fact, the military doesn't want it to go with Biden because they know that China made a deal with Nancy Pelosi that if she could get the codes removed from Trump, that then they could invade and take over Taiwan. The generals wouldn't do that because they know what they said to Nancy Pelosi, and that's why she was arrested. So right now, the Dems, the deep state, are terrified, wondering what Trump will do next, and literally cannot sleep at night. Friday night was Big Tech's version of Kristallnacht. The Twitter accounts of President Trump, Sidney Powell, General Michael Flynn, Lynn Wood, and scores of other brilliant patriots and loyalists who are on the Trump's team were similarly, simultaneously terminated. America suddenly began to feel like communist China. But that works both ways. Now it's more difficult for the deep state to keep tabs on what the Trump and his team are doing. Will President Trump activate the emergency broadcast system? He might have to, because Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, etc. have all acted in concert. Even Steve Bannon's War Room podcast and Fox Network show Justice with Judge Judy were all canceled and not airing live stream anymore. All them, this deep state and big tech are all working together to keep America in the dark with nothing to see or hear, with the exception of the mainstream echo chamber. Most of these companies collectively control the information flow for about 3 billion people. Companies without which make modern communication life impossible. These companies have just announced they're in control of the U.S. political system. Ha! Think again. Even Trump's mass email service has canceled him. And to think, Kamala Harris hadn't even quit her Senate position. She hadn't retired from the Senate. She hadn't even taken power yet. Unusually to his credit, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, who is a leftist but is not a globalist. He's condemned Facebook and Twitter for blocking President Trump. Ironically, he wants to keep communications open between him and Donald Trump. He's not a globalist. He may work with the drug cartels, but the drug cartels just want business, they want peace, and want everything to keep flowing. They don't want to work with the globalists either. The unrestricted war that has since been waged against those who support Trump over the past 4 years has proven that these ties are all connected. This includes the latest false flag storming of the Capitol, being blamed on Trump, but incited by Antifa, as anyone can see, and as everyone can see in the numerous videos taken at the scene, and of course, the FBI will deny this. This purported storming of the Capitol is not being used to enact a Chinese, they call it a storming. Well, folks, you see the police opening the gates. Hey, come on in. No, that's not a storming of the Capitol. It was all a setup. But this whole thing of the Capitol being invaded by all the patriots is now being used to enact a Chinese-style deplatforming from social media. And the debanking and demonetization of all these shows and sites are sure to follow. More importantly, this false flag has been used to muddy the uncharted fraud that stole the election from Trump and the 80 to 120 million Americans who voted for him. It's becoming more than clear that big tech is not in the business of making money via the services they provide to their users. They are so vastly wealthy, they don't need the money. Their real currency is to control the human mind. They seek to corral the ziggurats of the global population to transform it into their one-party rule, carbon copying that of the Communist Chinese Party social credit system. The absolute power held by these tech giants has corrupted them absolutely. They are one with the deep state. It's long past time to put them in check, and those days are coming soon, folks. We all should have known this before, but it was too difficult to see. Now it's obvious that the swamp is all around us. The election has failed. The election audit has failed. The judiciary has failed. The media telling the truth has failed. The GOP has failed. Maybe we're finally seeing what's always been there. It's the swamp. And we now know for sure who the players are. They lied to us about 9/11. They lied to us about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. They lied to us about it this election. They lied to us about what's happening when, you know, they had the Capitol invasion. Dr. Johnny believes that Donald Trump will be inaugurated January 20th. Trump still has not conceded, and yet he keeps telling us the best is yet to come and that there will be a smooth transition into the next administration. He said in his Georgia speech, just watch, I quote, just watch what's going to be revealed in the next few weeks. Our incredible journey is just beginning, end quote. Well, one thing we know for sure, the next administration will not have Vice President Mike Pence. You see, in Sung Tzu's Art of War, in order to conquer a formidable enemy and be victorious, they have to believe they have won. You have to have your enemies closer than your friends. And I can assure you that more massive upheavals inside our country and our government are coming very soon, starting in the next few days. Donald Trump did not spend the last 4 years making America great just to give it all up so the United States would go to communist China and socialism. It's just not in his DNA. His every move all his life has always been closer to victory. In order to protect this country and his family, he had to act on Plan B. The Insurrection Act is signed. He and his family are in underground bunkers, and he's already started to work behind the scenes. The old United States of America Corporation is already over. So really, the last election that we've had in November 3rd is not valid. The new eventual outcome starting January 20th will transform the Constitutional Republic into a new and better system, with Donald Trump leading the way and finding his place in history as one of the greatest heroes of American in all of America. Possibly Lieutenant Michael Flynn will be the vice president. Mark my words, let's see if that happens. Now, the additional powers afforded to them in the current state of emergency will allow the playing of multiple Trump cards and round up more than 220,000 Satanists who have serendipitously seized control of the United States. They will likely be put in FEMA camps, which are now presently activated all over the country, and put in a Nuremberg-type war crimes tribunals will soon begin. Trump will be known as a liberator of humanity. I'm already seeing his face on Mount Rushmore, but right now we have work to do. There are still evil players who do not want Trump to succeed. Even the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran has publicly said that Trump will be killed, and now they have a website, you know, it's linked to British intelligence, that has put out a photograph of the president's demise and shows a picture of Trump surrounded by famous dead people in the caption, and all it says is 2021. Do these people have some sort of inside knowledge? If, as the photo implies, he's to be killed in an accident like JFK Jr. or Princess Di, then such an execution will definitely usher in a bloodbath and mayhem in our country. In any case, Pentagon sources say that if Trump is killed and the Congress and Senate vote to the fraudulent election of you know, Joe Biden like they did, then the people will begin killing politicians and judges. And if you remember Trump's speeches, he made specifically said several times, not only in that speech, but in the following speech they posted later on in the day, he said, "We want peace. We respect law and order. Go home." You know, basically, we got this. So looking back on 2020, we can see how Trump backed up, you know, was backed in the corner by the deep state, and as a result of the global fake pandemic. They planned to shut down economies in preparation for a financial reset of the central banking fiat system. As a countermeasure, after the initial proposals of the use of preventatives like hydrochloroquine were blocked by the deep state actors, Trump has been pushing hard for early release of vaccines to remove the public. And I'll be right back with more about that after these messages.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
We are back. You're listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And you know, folks, they sprung this whole pandemic with this fake scamdemic just to set the stage so they could take over America. But as a countermeasure, after the initial proposals for the use of preventatives like hydroxychloroquine were blocked by the deep state actors, Trump has been pushing hard for early release of vaccines to remove public fear and to allow the economy to fully reopen. The U.S. farm is home to many sheeple who have been programmed over a lifetime to have faith in vaccines without knowing the harmful side effects and contents. Look at how many people wear masks and line up to get those flu shots over the past, you know, few decades. Every time they have flu shots and flu season, they line up to get those food. Look how many people wear those masks. Most people want the vaccine to save them from the threat of the dreaded COVID. Even without adequate safety testing, the sheeple masses will line up for the mark of the beast and the ID vaccine tattoos that will change their DNA in unpredictable ways. Given limited alternatives during this election year, Trump perhaps realized vaccines are a necessary evil for adequate public support to stay in power for another 4 years while removing the fear that is crippling people psychologically. And in turn, the country, and most importantly, economically, he may see it as a trade-off to allow people to return to work and businesses to reopen versus debt and despair leading to suicide and social unrest, which will ultimately have a greater loss of life. Trump is a businessman and he wants business in America to keep growing. The deep state never expected Trump to get a vaccine out so quickly to counter their pandemic lockdown economic collapse strategy. Furthermore, Trump has canceled their major war efforts. Any outbreak of World War III that several times took place or started to take place, he totally derailed and concluded with a Mideast peace agreement. Now he's exposing the incompetent state politicians who can't get their act together to distribute vaccines, even when they've been delivered. All the states have the vaccines, and, you know, the governors are just not getting them out fast enough. This is all evident with the production of ventilators that were demanded by psychopaths like Cuomo in New York and then never used. I believe that Trump is playing 5D chess by destroying and you know, their whole narrative, and by distributing those vaccines to put the military in place all around the country in order to flush out the entire satanic network, including vaccine pushers, as evident in his own tweets before he was removed from Twitter. And I quote, "The federal government has distributed the vaccines to the states. Now it's up to the states to administer. Get moving." So some states are very slow to inoculate its recipients despite the successful and very large distribution of vaccines by the federal government. They will get it done. So he put it back on the governors, end quote. He put it back on the governors. And at the same time, Trump is exposing the fraud where any death, no matter how unrelated, is being used to inflate the COVID numbers and collect huge payments of $13,000 for admission plus the $39,000 for the use of the ventilators. When in doubt, call it COVID, says the fake news. If you went to Washington this past week, your trip was not in vain. It was not wasted. Not only Washington, D.C., but 17 other state capital houses around the country were flooded with patriots yelling, "Stop the steal in 4 more years, and USA, USA, and USA." Some of those state capitals that were flooded with patriots are Arizona, California, Mississippi, Tennessee, Minnesota, Georgia, Kansas, and many more. On behalf of the patriots and the Trump team, I want to thank you for all your time, expense, and efforts. You truly have saved the republic. This may be difficult to see right now, and I know in Washington, D.C., you're uphill all the way with no porta potties in sight, no hotels or restaurants open for business, and all thanks to D.C. Mayor's lockdown, which continues until January 20th. Yes, Mayor Bowser tried to, in every way, freeze the patriots out of town, and both Google Maps and Apple Maps have canceled their direction services for D.C. metro area. Just know all your efforts paid off, and it really helped President Trump. Why am I so sure when I make that statement? Well, we have to look at what really happened on January 6th. The storming, as they say, of the Capitol appears to be a false flag event initiated by Antifa Black Lives Matter. Witnesses plus videos indicate that D.C. Metro Police opened the breach gates to let Trump supporters in, and then the police shot and killed a Trump supporter, Ashley Babbitt, who's a 14-year-old Air Force veteran at point blank range. Then later, Congress stepped over a dead body, you know, metaphorically speaking, to convene and fraudulently certify Joe Biden as the next president. What many people don't know is that during the raid by Antifa on the Capitol building, several White Hat Patriot special forces came into the building with the mob and took over 20 laptop computers, including Nancy Pelosi's laptop. So this false flag operation turned out to be a sting. Consequently, many congressmen, including Nancy Pelosi, are more than a little worried. In fact, like I said, Nancy Pelosi has already been arrested. The whole deep state, the Dems in Washington, are downright frantic. This is why many Democrats and Republicans are rushing to invoke the 25th Amendment to impeach Trump just a week and days before his term ends, because they don't want him to declassify any more information and make any more arrests. Having the information from those laptops really seals his case against the Dems and what they've been doing. He's got all the email communications between China and Italy, everything, Iran. You know, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube have also gone into high gear by eliminating the communication of Donald Trump and his team from all the major social media platforms. But just know, this is not a drill. He's already signed the Insurrection Act. There are over 7,000 troops right there in Washington, D.C. Everything, they're blocked in, they're trapped. There's nowhere else to go. And I know if you keep watching the mainstream media and you want, President Trump to be the next president, I know things seem a little dire indeed, but just take a deep breath and listen to what Trump said, that the stolen election would not stand. He would not concede. He never said he conceded. We are all getting a hellish near-death experience as a nation. Vice President Mike Pence would like to tell you that his hands were tied and that he couldn't do anything and that it doesn't matter what other people say about the interpretation of the Constitution and he can't stop the electoral process. Well, that's just bull feathers. A steal is a steal, and the whole point of all these patriots coming to Washington in D.C. on Wednesday, January 6th, is and that's why portions of the Constitution exist. It's for the people. If something has happened and a fraudulent transaction of the vote of the people has occurred in any of the states, you cannot force the rest of the states to go along with a corrupted system, of election and a corrupted system. They cannot force us to go along with what they're doing. 80% of those who voted for Trump as president of the United States, 80% of America, the steal, the stolen vote was only by a small percentage. Don't forget that. But the steal during November 3rd was on every level worldwide. On the night of the election, there was an international traffic spike. And for the first time in history, the internet reached over 10 terabytes per second, which cyber spies attribute to the increased data flows of servers supporting the U.S. election. The traffic should have been limited only to the U.S., but it was going all over the world. Just that, the final numbers are with us. You know, the majority of the American people are with us. The majority of the American people know that a steal, a fraud, was taking place, and now they know that for sure. They know that they've been corrupted. They know they've been, captured in, compromised individuals in Congress. They know about all that. It's becoming clear. But just 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago, you wouldn't ever be able to convince Americans of that. Like you can now. Now they're starting to understand that our whole system, the Democrats, the Republicans, have all been corrupted, and we have compromised individuals in the judiciary system as well as the Supreme Court. 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, you never would have convinced most Americans of that, even the ones that voted for Trump. But now they're starting to see what's really going on. You can't get to justice in the Justice Department because it was also a captured operation. And knowing that and allowing everyone to pick a side and show their hand and show who they really are, this is Casino Royale. At a nation state level, everybody's cards are coming out on the table right now, and we're going to see the executive office, what the president can do with the power he still has. This was lawfully given to him by the American voters in 2016 and in the executive orders that he issued coming up into office in 2017. The president is going to protect the American electorate. He is going to protect the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. Let there be no weakness in your resolve, no dithering. Understand the president needs people on his side with justice to side with lawfulness and to back him all the way. And you patriots did just that on January 6th. Thank you so much for showing up in numbers and showing up in a peaceful way. You did just what President Trump wanted. We didn't lose this election. Conspirators on numerous countries offshore outside the United States conspired to steal power over us, to rule over us with persons of their choice for their advantage. British agents working for MI6 out of London did an operation based out of Italy, and a facility out of Italy was monitored by the good guys on our side, by good guys in Italy, and they were assisting us, monitoring those British agents working with Italian intelligence agents that were on the other side. If you will, working also with persons out of Switzerland, the Swiss agents. And remember, the banks in the City of London, the City of London itself, the Queen herself, has to go to the City of London once a year to present herself to the mayor of the City of London, the square mile banking capital of the planet, of Earth, to courtesy and to do her curtsy and bow, because that is the true power. But she does not do that today. In fact, the Commonwealth is also, of the UK has also been dissolved. And where do those banks handle the reconciliation of all their banking transactions? Basel, Switzerland. Who runs the Vatican? The Swiss Guards. Even the Italian people are mad as hell. They know all about it. It's the biggest news going in Italy right now, the stealing of the American vote. The Dominion voting systems being run, the compromise being run and managed out of Italy through Frankfurt and Spain and Bosnia into Canada and down in the U.S. through Nashville, through Maricopa County, controlling the states across the country, controlling all those state elections. Of the states that are they're in contention right now are those states where Dominion machines were being used and worked from foreign soil to steal the election, and President Trump has all the proof he needs. In fact, the Supreme Court of Italy just released a video in which they reveal who stole the 2020 election. His name is Arturo De Elia. He declared under oath that he worked with United States officials to switch votes from Trump to Biden. His lawyer, Professor Alfalio De Russo of the Italian Supreme Court, states that the military-grade cyber warfare encryption capabilities were used to transmit and switch votes via military satellites. This program was designed originally for the Vatican, and then Obama set it up before he left office so he could use that Leonardo Vatican system to run and be a conduit for this whole election snare. Now, the man that has all the original data to prove this in court is willing to reveal all the names of everyone involved, and I will give you details right now. Just know, a stolen vote is not a legal vote. It's not something that needs to stand, and the president will be doing his job as he takes the next actions, and the American people need to be on board with him and understand why he's doing this. To give you a little wind, we got to give him a little wind beneath his wings as he proceeds forward, doing exactly what he's hired to do: protect the Constitution, the American people from enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's exactly what he's going to do, and that's exactly what he's doing now. You think he doesn't have the will to proceed forward? He doesn't have the authority. Watch and learn. Take a deep breath and get behind our president. First, realize that during Christmas at his Mar-a-Lago estate, Trump received intelligence about the Italian satellites and the Vatican software that provided the final piece of evidence showing exactly, step by step, how the steal took place. And it was a dramatic revelation, but not surprising. Trump had learned that former President Obama and former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi reportedly orchestrated the theft of the U.S. election in the last days of 2015. We all know that the Georgia senatorial runoff election was a repeat of November 3rd, and the Dominion machines in three of the latest Republican precincts malfunctioned early in the day because there are too many votes, and they didn't know what to do. You know, they had to close and start scanning their own ballots. Poll workers promised to scan the ballots on the voters' behalf as soon as the machines were fixed. And there are also reports that of 90% in the turnout of the Democratic district, as well as massive ballot dumps. Live on ABC TV, 32,000 votes were deducted from David Perdue and shredded ballots found in Fulton County, complete with invoices from ballot printers printing in China, just shows the repeat of the steal of November 3rd. At 10 p.m., just as GOP candidates began to pull ahead, counties shut down their voting operations, saying they would restart counting at 8 a.m. The following day, again, just a repeat of November 3rd. Like I said, the breaking story I want to share with you right now is that Italy was heavily involved in the 2020 election fraud, including the Georgia re-election, for the senators, in a plan dating back to 2016 and 15 during Obama's final state visit to Italy. Obama and former Italian minister Matteo Renzi reportedly orchestrated the theft of the U.S. election from President Trump with the help of General Claudio Garzano, who gave the CIA and the State Department access to an Italian military satellite, allowing elections of all U.S. states to be manipulated with fractional magic. U.S. election data was forwarded to Frankfurt to Italy, where members of the MI6 and CIA and the Leonardo group built the algorithms to manipulate the U.S. election data. In other words, Obama and much of Italy's left-wing government conspired, included, to steal Trump's election win. When their efforts failed to overcome Trump's massive turnout, four out of the five states were ordered to stop counting. Garzano was also head of the European Union Military Committee, which compromised is compromised of all the chiefs of staff of every European Union member state. So he was acting not only on his own accord, but also with every EU member state is also complicit in the election fraud that has occurred in 2020. All this is according to articles and videos shared by tech entrepreneur and former Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne, who funded private cybersecurity teams to monitor the 2020 election, who vouched for the veracity of this whole story with specific cyber forensic proof, including the Vatican server and software system. Moreover, former U.S. Department Deputy Secretary of Defense under Obama, William J. Lynn III, led the department's efforts in cybersecurity and space strategy. Lynn is also currently CEO of Leonardo DRS, a U.S. subsidiary of Leonardo with approximately $2 billion in revenue. But it gets worse. It turns out that the two satellites in question are global communication satellites used by the Vatican, and the Pope and fellow cardinals named the software communication after Leonardo da Vinci. They called it Leonardo because it did so much. So when Trump learned about this important piece, he put the whole puzzle together, and he immediately made plans to get back to Washington, D.C., and consequently did not attend his New Year's party at Mar-a-Lago. The biggest panic and backpedaling was when he reviewed this with his strategy team. This was a diplomatic nightmare. They had to recalibrate. I can just imagine being a fly on the wall when Lieutenant Michael Flynn and Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller hearing and reacting to all this. You know, well, in the past, I regret to say our dark and unscrupulous three-letter agencies have been overthrown, you know, that have overthrown dictators. You know, I can just see Christopher Miller or Michael Flynn. He's just saying, well, in the past, we've overthrown these dictators and banana republics, and that's a no-brainer. We've made assassinations to, you know, dictators, and, you know, but sadly, you know, that happened, and we know how to do that. We don't want to keep doing that, but with the help of Italy and NATO ally, you know, and coordinating the steal with a dozen other European, you know, NATO countries all involved, and the Vatican is directly involved. Oh my God, they had a cow. They really had to redraft a new contingency plan. That caught them off guard. There's a lot of people in the White Hats that are Catholics, and they just can't, you know, stomach how deep the swamp really is. There are many cardinals, you know, that were compromised, and many Catholics in the military. So it's a rude awakening for many, but I can't make this stuff up, folks. It's the truth. And this story first broke in Italy in December 1st, 2020. The whole story broke in Italy December 1st, 2020 in the Italian newspaper La Verità. And the headlines read, and I quote, the headlines of the big article explaining all this, it's all in Italian, but it said, Trump's lawyers have no doubts, an Italian hand in pro-Biden fraud. The article outlines the alleged operation executed in Rome with the complicity of the Italian defense contractor, Leonardo. We're witnessing an all-or-nothing struggle for the presidency of the United States. The deep state has been given multiple chances to follow the rule of law. Trump and the Patriots have now been trapped. They have now trapped all the deep state players. The Trump and Patriots have now made their voices heard. And this is, you know, will not end well for the swamp. All parts of the plan are coming together. Crimes against humanity, election fraud, the Satanists, the economic system takedown is all being exposed all at once. The Patriots are ready to drop the evidence, so buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Just want to fill you in, ladies and gentlemen, that this foreign internal defense sting operation has captured in real time the biggest criminal conspiracy in American history, for sure, and possibly in the world. The winner will control the fate of history for all time. The stakes could not be higher. Rest assured, the Trump administration isn't going anywhere. But now the globalists are faced with an interesting conundrum. Their ace in the hole was this whole global pandemic. Because when all else fails, they'll keep yelling, COVID, COVID, COVID. Oh, there's a worse strain now, and put everybody in fear. COVID, COVID, COVID. Well, when the facts start coming out, that's starting not to hold water either. You see, let me just tell you, for the first, as a natural health, laboratory natural health professional, For the first time in 4 years, Americans are living longer lives. According to recent data, and this is from the CDC, and I'll be right back with that recent data.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. All right. Into the future. You are listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Folks, rest assured, the Trump administration isn't going anywhere. They're, you know, Donald Trump and his family are secure in the underground bunkers, but now the globalists, you know, they're going to keep pushing this pandemic and you know, oh, there's another strain, oh, it's deadly. I mean, they're scared. And they're faced with this interesting dilemma. For the first time in 4 years, Americans are living longer than ever. And according to recent data from, this is from the CDC, National Center from Health Statistics, life expectancy from Americans, you know, has gone from 7.5 years in 2016 to 7.8 years in 2019. The increase was largely due to the declines, you know, in lung cancer, you know, and infant mortality and deaths from unintentional injuries such as drug overdoses and accidents. I can just tell you right now, knowing the health system like I do, and let me just tell you again, the reason for the declines is less people are going to the hospital because these hospitals have been closed, okay? So when people stay out of the hospital, they live longer, okay? I'm sorry. That's a fact. And now the statistics are showing it, okay? That's a fact. People are driving less and fewer died, you know, on the road, and fewer died because, you know, they don't have the drugs and the treatment they did, you know, they get usually from the hospital. So mortality, it improved. But wait, we've lived through nearly a year of this vast and horrible pandemic where hundreds of thousands of Americans die. Who would otherwise have, who would not have died? And after all, they died of the pandemic from COVID. Really? Whatever that might mean, the body should, you know, you should count for something, because you know how they do. Any death counts as the COVID. And that's the background. The foreground is the COVID vaccine EUA, the emergency use authorization. The approved vaccines remain experimental. And under that EUA, that emergency use authorization, no one can be forced to take them. I repeat, you know, this present COVID vaccine that's out right now is under the emergency use authorization. This is the approved, you know, vaccines out there, and they're experimental. And under that EUA, no one can be forced to take them. Nevertheless, the media and the presumptive, you know, President-elect Joe Biden issued, you know, a major statement, a profoundly disturbing anti-science statement that you know, COVID last week, you know, is calling upon all Americans to mask up and get their vaccines. It's our patriotic duty in the face of this vast tide, you know, of you know, literally no showing that, you know, that masks really help. And I'll be right back with the second hour of this insightful show.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.